The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Morning, everyone. Too often, it seems, when we hear this gospel, we think about how we are going to go correct other people. We think like, oh, you know, that dude down the street's kind of annoying. I need to go tell him to stop being annoying. Not really. I can't imagine that actually happens. But you get the idea. There's always us thinking that we need to do the correcting. But the thing is, in the gospel today, there's another side to this. I know Christ is speaking about correcting others, but the other side to that is the one being corrected. Being human, we often think about other people's faults and never turn an eye to our own. So sure, we can sit here and listen to this gospel and think about how we need to go and correct other people, or instead, we can look and turn that eye inwards to see where our faults are, our sins, where our things that we need to work on and fix are. But more importantly, how do we receive correction? When somebody comes and corrects us, do we lash out at them? Do we get defensive? Do we get dismissive? Do we say, oh no, that wasn't me. That definitely couldn't have been something that I do. Or if there's anger in the person correcting, do we respond to the anger? Or do we take the correction? Do we hear what they're trying to correct about? It's hard as humans because, well, the vast majority of us, as much as we hate to admit it, are prideful. Not always a lot. Sometimes there's just a tiny little bit in this one corner of the soul, but that correction attacks that pride no matter where it's at. And it hurts, and it feels uncomfortable, and it's just like, oh, I can't stand this, and so we lash out because our ego's bruised and our pride is hurt. It's hard to take correction. It's very hard. But with the grace of God, if we ask Him for that grace, to be able to accept correction willingly, gracefully, charitably, it becomes easier. How difficult and yet how wonderful it is to be able to accept correction graciously, to accept it with all the grace that Christ gives us in that moment. My brothers and sisters, the next time we want to lash out at someone because they're telling us we're doing something wrong or made a mistake or they're just correcting us, let's work on taking a step back, checking our pride, and seeing if maybe the message that they're trying to give us, the correction they're giving us, maybe there's some truth to it.